With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Alfred Kazin has been observing the American literary scene for half a century as a scholar, writer, and teacher. In his book, An American Procession, Kazin looks at the century he considers most crucial in American literature, 1830 to 1930, ushered in by Ralph Waldo Emerson, closed by William Faulkner. Kazin's career as a critic got off to a fast start.
The big thing that happened to me as a person, as a writer, was that I began to review very early. Before I was out of college.
Kazin was born of working-class people in Brooklyn.
My mother was a dressmaker, my father a house painter. They were both Russian Jewish immigrants. They were quite illiterate.
Kazin has described his early days in his autobiographical books, A Walker in the City, and Starting Out in the 30s.
I went to City College, of course. Where else would one go from that kind of family?
He was a poor student, he says, interested only in the things he cared about. Encouraged by critic Carl Van Doren to write a book about American literature, Kazin produced his first in 1942 on Native Grounds.
Which later on astonished everybody because I was 27 when it came out.
In his book, An American Procession, Kazin doesn't pretend to cover all the writers who thrived during that special century, but writes of the ones he loves, Thoreau, Hawthorne, Poe, Twain, Pound.
My particular hero, I suppose in this period, is Herman Melville, who I think had the greatest mind in American literature.
Kazin says that because of technology, literature today does not have the importance it once had.
Our presidents don't write their own speeches. They don't make literary references. Our leaders of industry and such are not interested in literature.
Critic Alfred Kazin, who teaches at the Graduate Center of the City University of New York and author of An American Procession. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.